You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the Linux and open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. Eric the Unready is off this month, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 454, covering weeks 7 to 8, February 16th to March 1st, 2026. Greg Kroah Hartman has released the 6.19.2, 6.18.12, 6.12.73, and 6.6.126 stable kernels. These kernels each contain a single change. Kroah Hartman has reverted one problematic commit that prevents some systems from booting. If the last stable release worked just fine, no need to upgrade. Version 6.6.0 of KDE's Plasma desktop environment has been released. Notable additions in this release include the ability to create global themes for Plasma, an extract text feature in the Spectacle screenshot utility, accessibility improvements, and a new on-screen keyboard. See the changelog for a full list of new features, enhancements, and bug fixes. The release is dedicated to the memory of Bjorn Balasch, a KDE contributor who passed away September 2025. Quote, Bjorn's drive to help people achieve the privacy and control over technology that he believed they deserved is the stuff floss legends are made of, end quote. Diane Skull, creator and maintainer of the command line calendar and alarm program Remind, has announced the release of the Book of Remind. As the name suggests, it is a step-by-step guide to learning how to use Remind and a useful supplement to the extensive Remind 1 man page. This book is free to download. Version 11.1.0 of the GNU Octo Scientific Programming Language has been released. This major release contains many new and improved functions. Among other things, it brings better support for class def objects and arrays, broadcasting for special matrix types, updates for MATLAB compatibility, and performance improvements in many functions. See the release notes for details. Marius Vlad has written an overview of Weston 15.0, which was released on February 19th. Weston is the reference implementation of a Wayland compositor. The new release comes with a new shell that can be programmed using the Lua language, a new experimental Vulkan renderer, smoother media playback, color management additions, and more. One of Weston's fundamental pillars has always been making the most efficient use of display hardware. Over time, all the work they did to track and offload as much work as possible to this efficient fixed-function hardware has come at the cost of eating CPU time. In the last couple of release cycles, they've focused really hard on improving performance on even the most low-end of devices, so that not only do they make the most efficient use of the GPU and display hardware, but they're also really kind on your CPU now. As part of that, and to approve our tooling, Weston 15 now comes with support for the Perfetto Profiler. Version 5.4.0 of GNU Gawk has been released. This is a major release with a change. It now uses MinRX as the default regular expression engine. This matcher is fully POSIX compliant, which the current GNU matchers are not. In particular, it follows POSIX rules for finding the longest leftmost submatches. It is also more strict as to the regular expression syntax, but primarily in a few corner cases that normal correct regular expression usage should not encounter. Because regular expression matches is such a fundamental part of awk/gawk, the original GNU matchers are still included in gawk. In order to use them, give a value to the gawk_gnu_matchers environment variable before invoking gawk. The original GNU matchers will eventually be removed from gawk, so please take the time to notice and report any issues in the MinRX matcher so they can be ironed out sooner rather than later. See the release announcement for additional changes. Version 148 of Firefox has been released. The most notable change in this release is the addition of a Block AI Enhancements option that allows turning off new or current AI enhancements in Firefox or pop-ups about them with a single toggle. With this release, Firefox now supports the Trusted Types API to help prevent cross-site scripting attacks, as well as the Sanitizer API that provides new methods for HTML manipulation. See the release notes for developers for changes that may affect web developers or those who create Firefox add-ons. Greg Kroah Hartman has announced the 6.19.4 and 6.18.14 stable kernels. Shortly after 6.19.4 was released, Chris Karras reported, quote, getting a repeatable oops right when networking is initialized, likely when NFT is loading its rule set, end quote. The problem did not appear to be present in 6.18.14. Users of NF tables may wish to hold off on upgrades to 6.19.4 for now. We will provide updates as they are available. Update, Greg Kroah Hartman has released the 6.19.15 and the 6.18.15 kernels with a fix for the regression in 6.19.4 and 6.18.14. All users of NetFilter are advised to upgrade to those versions. Calabra has announced that support for the VDPU381 and VDPU383 video decoder IP cores used in Rockchip's RK3588 and RK3576 SoCs has been merged into the upstream Linux kernel. The update brings improved hardware decoding support for H.264 and HEVC to mainline Linux on these platforms. The VDPU381 decoder is found in the RK3588, while the VDPU383 is integrated into the newer RK3576. Both are capable of handling modern video workloads, and their upstream support improves compatibility for distributions targeting these SoCs without relying on vendor kernels. Aran OS, an atomic update-based Linux distro currently in alpha, has published its February 2026 project update alongside a new alpha ISO, Aran OS 2026.02, which ships with Linux kernel 6.18 LTS. As with previous images, it is a live GNOME environment that serves primarily as a delivery vehicle for the project's Lycan installer. Installation requires a network connection to fetch the latest package sets. Recent project improvements have significantly increased MOS, Aran's Atomic Update and Package Management System, blitting speeds during atomic/user transactions. According to devs, on modern SSD and NVMe drives, cold transactions can now process approximately 65,000 files from a fresh install in about 1 second. Moreover, the latest Aran OS ISO now provides two distinct minimal installation paths. The existing headless install option remains aimed at server-style deployments that expect wired networking. Alongside it, a revised console-only option now includes the required Wi-Fi components, ensuring systems that rely solely on wireless connectivity remain functional after installation. The February update also delivers the latest versions of the major supported desktop environments Cosmic 1.0.8, GNOME 49.4, KDE Plasma 6.6.1, KDE Framework 6.23, KDE Gear 25.12.2. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll be back next week.